Hello.
Hello, good evening. My name is Tony calling from National Opinion Surveys. Okay, and I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Can I speak with Timothy Morris?
How you doing, my name?
Well,
it's
on the list, sir. It's on the list of the survey.
I ain't putting my name on the list. Okay, I'm not really into political stuff. What do you want to ask me?
Okay, so yeah, like I said, is this for about the elections in Wisconsin?
I'm listening.
Okay?
I'm listening.
Okay, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know we're calling on your cell phone, so we'll make this as quick as possible and really appreciate your time, okay?
Yeah, you need to, because I was busy, but yeah, I am. I'm good.
All right, sir, and just to be sure we represent everybody, may I ask, what is your race? Are you white or Caucasian, African-American, or black?
African-American. African-American.
African-American. All right, thank you. All right, sir, and just for qualification purpose, what is your age?
64. 54.
All right, thank you.
64.
6'4"?
Yeah.
6'4", gotcha. All right, thank you. Okay, so now, I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would that be definitely will vote, probably vote, 50-50?
Yes, I'm voting. I'm definitely voting, yes.
All right, then please rate me your level of motivation for voting on the upcoming presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated to vote this year, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated.
10.
All right. And thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied, with the direction in which the country's headed?
Kind of satisfied.
Okay.
I'm not happy about it either.
So just dissatisfied?
No, I say this. I say kind of satisfied. I'm not dissatisfied, but I'm not satisfied. I'm in the middle.
Okay, because I only have very satisfied,
okay,
dissatisfied.
Just say satisfied.
All right. All right, and do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Would that be strongly or just somewhat approve?
Just approve.
Strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Huh?
Would that be somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove of Joe Biden's job?
I say I approve.
Okay, would that be strongly approved?
I approve of the job either.
Strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat.
All right, got you. All right, sir, now I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, which 100 means that you're very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you're very cold and unfavorable. 50 means that you're not particularly warm or cold, okay, like a neutral. But you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending how you feel. If you have no opinion or never heard of that person or organization,
okay,
please say.
Okay, I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Okay, I'm going to ask you for some names and organizations, and you're going to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression. Okay, from 0 to 100.
Because I'm not into that, so I don't really know much about the organizations or not.
The first one would be Tammy Bowen.
I'm not too familiar. I mean, I know who she is, but I'm not too familiar with what she's done. So,
okay, so be no opinion or never heard of her. No opinion or never
heard of her. I heard of her. You say about 35.
75, okay.
35.
All right, so JD.
Huh?
35?
Yeah, that's where I said 35, yeah.
Okay, J.D. Van.
What?
J.D. Van.
What?
J.D. Vance. That's his name.
I don't know who that is.
Okay, Donald Trump.
Oh, man, 0. 0.
The Democratic Party.
60.
Okay, Project 2025.
Don't know what that is.
Okay, never heard of it. Okay, Joe Biden.
75.
Republican Party.
Zero.
And Kamala Harris.
80.
All right. Thank you.
That's it.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. I know it's still a long way off, but the elections for president were held today, and the candidates were Democrat Kamala Harris, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Independent Cornel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr. For whom would you vote, or are you still undecided?
Kamala Harris.
All right.
And
you know, I'm going
to
read you some reasons.
Huh?
Okay, now I'm going to read you some reasons others have given for why, you know, it's important to vote in 2024. Please write me, each is using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means there is a very convincing reason to vote, 5 means it's somewhat convincing reason, and 0 means it's not at all convincing reason to vote in a 2024 presidential election. But you can select any number, okay, from 0 to 10. Okay, elections have been... have real consequences in our lives. Trump-packed Supreme Court has, you know, undermined our rights and freedoms. They have overturned Roe versus Wade, taken away women's reproductive rights, struck down affirmative action laws, which help people of color gain access to equal employment and educational opportunities. Rolled back the Voting Rights Act, made it easier to carry a gun in public, and rejected student loan forgiveness. We can't afford to let Trump control the courts. We must vote to put a check on this out, you know, out of control court trying to roll back our rights. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing. Very convincing.
Okay. All right, the other one says, Trump has promised to continue rigging our economy, you know, to benefit his rich and powerful friends, who in return take care of him. Trump requested $1 billion in campaign contributions for oil industry executives in a closed-door meeting and promised in return to roll back environmental regulations and to give more tax cuts to, you know, to the oil and gas industry. With Trump, it's more rigging of the system of the rich instead of rewarding hard work so that working people can get ahead. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very convincing.
All right. Okay, mega Republicans are banning books and outlawing the accurate teaching of history of slavery and racism in this country. If they erase our history, we risk repeating the same mistakes and horrors all over again. Our goal should be to teach the truth and prepare all our children for a more united future. Okay, if we want the history of our children learn to emphasize the contributions and importance of all Americans, regardless of race, we must vote to achieve that. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing? From 0 to 10.
We're giving it a 9.
All right, if Donald Trump is elected, we can expect him to attack our rights and freedoms. Trump and mega extremists have already rolled back reproductive rights, our voting rights, and policies that promote diversity and equal opportunity. There is no telling how much damage he could do with a second term. But we know, you know, that he has promised to be a dictator on day one. We must use our political power to protect our rights and vote to make sure Trump never gets back into power. Very convincing, not convincing, so
very
convincing,
convincing,
or
very convincing.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Sometimes over the course of a survey, you know, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but let me ask you one more time, okay? If the election for president were held today and the candidates were just Kamala Harris, the Democrat, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Harris.
Kamala Harris. All right. And then once again, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential congressional election on November from, you know, 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not all motivated, but 10 means that you're extremely motivated from 0 to 10.
10.
10. All right. Thank you, sir. All right, sir. We almost finished with this survey. I'm only going to read you a couple more statements and we should be done, okay? I really appreciate your time. Now that we are, I'm going
to
read.
I was trying to give you. What'd you say?
Okay, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about Kamala Harris, okay? Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is very convincing reason to vote for Kamala Harris for president. 5 is somewhat, and 0 means it's not all convincing reason, okay? Here's the first one. While Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans work to repeal Obamacare and eliminate health insurance for millions of Americans, Kamala Harris understands we must do more to ensure every American can afford health care. As a vice president, Harris helped reduce the price of insulin to $35 for millions of Americans. It helped pass rules to keep millions more Americans on affordable health insurance without being discriminated against because of the pre-existing conditions. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
From zero to ten, what number would you say?
10.
Okay. All right. And in November, we have a simple choice, okay? Kamala Harris, the prosecutor, versus Donald Trump, the convicted felon. As a district attorney, Kamala Harris stood up for abused women and sex and put sex predators in prison. Donald Trump has been found guilty of sexual assault. Harris represented middle-class homeowners against, the big banks, and she won. Trump was taken to court for housing discrimination. Kamala Harris has been taking down criminals like Donald Trump her entire career, and with our support, she will do it again in November. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing?
Very convincing. And, you know, you're wasting your time, because that's who I'm voting for. Yeah, I don't need you to convince me to.
And the last one says, okay, this November, we have the historic opportunity to elect Kamala Harris as not just, first woman president, but also the first black woman president.
Minority black woman president, okay. Yes, I know.
But
I'm
this
looking
election
at
that
too.
It's about, this election is about more than just her background. This is about moving away from the past and embracing new, more representative leaders focused on winning a better future for all Americans. Voting
right.
for Harris
and not
really
no
means
food in the White House.
A chance to turn our country a new direction and give voice to new generations that, fighting for change, opportunity, and justice for all in a country that sorely needs it. Would you say that's not convincing, somewhat, or very convincing from 0 to 10?
Very. 10.
Very convincing. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and sometimes over the course of the survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did not, okay? But once again, if the election for president were just, were held today and the candidate were just Democrat Kamala Harris and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote, sir?
You asked me that 3 times. But
they just want to make... Okay, they just want to make sure you didn't change your mind, okay? I'm sorry about that. Okay, and...
In 5 minutes...
Okay, and once again, please rate me your level of motivation for voting on this year's presidential and congressional election in November. Would you say very motivated or not motivated at all from 0 to 10?
That's exactly time. I said
last one, sir. All right, thank you. This is the last one. Okay, the last few questions are just for a statistical purpose only. What was the last year
of
the election?
I got one more question to ask, then I got to go do what I'm going to do. What's your last question?
It's only 3 more questions, sir. The last few questions, 3 more. I got 3 more and we're done, okay? What was the last year of schooling that you completed?
11th grade. And I got
11. All right, sir, and are you married? I'm married, live with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Single.
Okay, and do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in the household?
No.
No children. All right, sir, with this concludes our survey. We
I know,
thank
no,
you
no,
for
no,
your
no, okay. If I had any children 18 years old, younger, living in a house. I said, no,
yes.
I have children.
Okay. Yeah, but they older than 18, right?
Yes.
Okay, that's what was the question. Like, if you had any younger than 18?
No. I got grandchildren younger than 18.
Okay, this concludes the survey. I really appreciate your help, bro. Thank you very much. You have a great evening.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.